The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
So just because you had a mild winter, does that mean you're going to be up to your eyeballs in aphids this summer? I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to talk about the pest implications after having a winter season with very little snow and cold temperatures. If I could look into my entomological crystal ball, I would be a rich woman. Actually, I'd be able to tell fellow gardeners, especially those back east, what to expect after their astoundingly mild winter. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, pretty much the entire eastern half of the United States experienced above average temperatures, especially early in the season, and many set new records. So what does this mean for the garden? Are there going to be a myriad of insects looking for meals earlier than normal? Not surprisingly, the answer isn't quite black and white. Initially, my thought was that the insects would have an easier time overwintering and subsequently appear in greater numbers in the spring. Based on our issues with the wasps and hornets last year when we had an exceptionally mild spring, I figured this could translate to other pest species. It turns out that isn't necessarily the case. The reality is that the warmer than normal winter might work in a gardener's favor this year, at least to some degree. For example, in December, my stepmom said that it looked like some of her trees were budding out, which of course is a concern since the chances are good that the winter isn't done at that time of the year. Well, it's the same with insects. If it's warm, some species emerge, but, and here's the really good news, when they are wide-eyed and bushy-tailed in December or January, there's nothing for them to eat. So yeah, they might be out early, but they probably won't last long. This means there could be fewer numbers of those insects who emerge early because their life cycle is interrupted by starvation. The ones that will do the best through the season are the insects that hold tight. And according to what I understand, predatory insects like mantises and lacewings aren't as likely to peak out early and should be in full force in the spring. Potentially, this means fewer problematic insects, at least for a while. The one way it might work for the insects' favor is if the weather pattern holds and people begin planting their gardens early, since this will provide a food source for the early risers. Not only will they be out early, they will have a ready food supply. And if they survive, they will have a longer season to reproduce. So even if the weather is lovely early on, you might want to be conservative in what you plant and when you plant, and definitely take proactive measures to reduce the population of those that do arrive early. And not to be the bearer of bad news, but a mild winter most likely does mean an increase in the tick population, which is not something anybody wants to hear. The regions where ticks are a problem, which is a lot of the areas back east, are bigger than ever, and an easy winter surely doesn't help. According to the CDC, they receive approximately 3,000 reports of Lyme disease each year, and they fully admit that not all the cases are reported. That's no fun at all. So those who've been graced by a mild winter, the good news is it doesn't mean the gardening season will be a nightmare. Besides less snow to shovel, you might even have less pests to contend with during the spring and even into the summer.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.